Mr. President, we take this opportunity to thank the HRC Advisory Committee for the activities that it has undertaken this year. The importance of HRC Advisory Committee in providing expertise and advice to the Council is ever growing. With the equitable geographical representation of its membership, the committee brings in a comprehensive understanding of the issues. We attach great importance to the fundamental role of technical assistance and capacity building in protection and promotion of human rights. We appreciate the role played by the OHCHR in providing technical assistance and capacity building. All such activities should be undertaken with the consent of the states concerned. We reiterate that the special procedures are an important mechanism of the Council for a genuine dialogue for strengthening the capacity of member states. It is imperative that mandate holders carry out their duties in conformity with the code of conduct as stipulated in Resolution 5/2 and in accordance with their respective mandates. This would engender mutual confidence and trust with the member states. While issuing press releases and statements, the special procedures should take into account the perspectives of and the information provided by member states. They should ensure that their statements and press releases are based on verified information as emphasized in Article 6 and 8 of the Code of Conduct. In addition, due weightage should be given to the challenges faced by member states. The tendency to make presumptive conclusions based on unverified information and isolated instances should be avoided. Special reporters should exercise due care in joining others in issuing press releases and statements. These measures would certainly strengthen constructive engagement with states. I thank you.
Thank you. I know.